السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah. I'm trying to convey the message in the best of my ability, in the best of my knowledge. For the sake of Allah, for the benefit of the Ummah, to revive what we can, and to save what we can. I bear witness to Allah, according to the majority of the Ummah, and all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we in it. We are in the end of time. We are in a period of time before Dajjal. All the majority of the scholars agree. We're very close. All the signs around us, even our relationship with each other, is part of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah. My messages in last 124 hours with the video of the young man explaining about the young generation, I never meant a competition. There's no competition. There's no competition in Islam in general. And how I compete? I never try to compare. No. Let me again verify my point and my what is my message in my heart. The man, he's a non-Muslim. He came with a very important point regarding the new generation of the Ummah, Muslim and non-Muslim, believe it or not. And he did a very excellent job from his own perspective in the point he mentioned. I believe him 100%. What was my message? I said, listen to him and remember what I always say. Why? And I said it clearly. One of the problems today in the Ummah, and believe it or not, is a prophecy too. You can go to Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith number 7319. 7319. And also 2669 and also 7320. All this ahadith is the same, actually. Same one, but different narration. Also, فتح الباري في شرح صحيح البخاري number 301, the hadith number. If you read all this ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned us about in the end of time we will follow up other than Islam. Look at today in the new year. You go to quote Muslim country, you find the Christmas tree. You go to Muslim family, you find a Christmas tree. You find people celebrating Christmas and the New Year, which is completely out of Islam. It's not our holiday at all. Read about it, study about it. But that's not the point. My main message was urgency. The urgency and the importance of the topic. Why I tell you to watch? I do not tell you to watch it to compare between him and me. No, no way. We are a different people with a different message completely. You cannot compare between apple and orange. is a different fruit completely. I always talk about the nucleus of the family, the importance of the tarbiyah of the woman, the importance of marriage, the importance of the youth of the fuel of the nations. The youth is the future of the nation. Okay, I explain. And the man explained it. What was my message? My message, we have much, much higher than that. Sure, we can use his knowledge, we can use his perspective, but we should not drift and forget the message. And in the meantime, the another point I'm trying to hammer today is very easy to spread link. It's very easy to talk about topic, but what we planning to do about it? If you die and you're standing in the front of Allah, what are you going to say to Allah? How much you sacrifice from your time, from your money, from your thought, from your love for Sabilillah, for the message of Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Yes, in upbringing program, we use a lot of material from their material. But why? Because if the material is correct, if the knowledge is correct, and can enhance and support my talk, no problem. No problem. I do not know why all of a sudden become a comparison and become a championship. And even the brother, Habib, may Allah love him and honor him and give him ikhlas dunya and akhirah, he sent a reflection. The reflection containing some praise. Do I really want him to praise me? No. Is me waiting for that? No. And believe it or not, brother Habib is the last person on earth to praise me because I really give him hard time. But I do not give him hard time because I won't give him hard time. I give him hard time for his own sake, for his own good, him and his family and the nation and the ummah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today, sometime, because the nafs is high, when somebody talk, instead of focus about the element of the message, we focus about certain element of right and wrong, what he did, what he said, what it mean. And I said it in my last two messages. Islamically, if you're not sure about a person's message, talk to him, ask him what you meant. But don't assume. Don't assume and don't keep in your heart assumption. Assumption is a sin. We are the people of knowledge, not the people of assumption. Please, quick, read some of this hadith about the end of time. It's plenty, plenty, about everything. You name it, is we in it. About market, about the mall, about eating, about the style of life, about the purpose of life, about dunya, about akhirah. And the bottom line, the more we get closer to the end of time, again, we will believe the liar and we discard the honest person. I talk about this hadith many times. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I bear witness to Allah. I do not mean anything except the benefit of the ummah and to be alert and vigilant. And if you are a female or a woman, you marry, fear Allah, learn, grow. Don't feed your children the same disease we have from the parents. We have plenty. We have a rich religion. Our deen is so beautiful, is a way of life, containing everything, only if we take it in the right manner. And if you man, fear Allah, and prepare yourself to be a leader, not to be a hollow. And how you do that? Manner, character, knowledge, understanding, to be a person with substance. And most of all, we have to develop our iman. Our iman is weak. Because if our iman is strong, all this talk will not happen. It will be a very simple talk, very simple point, and all of us follow, and we do our best. It's exactly like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said. He said, we as a companion of Rasulullah, we do a lot. We talk less. And the people come after us, they will talk a lot, do little. May Allah save me to be among the people of talker. And may Allah make me among the people of doer. And you too. And all the ummah. The ummah need us. The deen of Allah need us. And we need the deen of Allah. Because once we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell me what you did, how much you did for my deen, how much you sacrifice for my deen. Don't ever word sacrifice. Not only do, sacrifice. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, let's get away from he and she and let's focus on the message. Let's grow up. Let's rise up from our own nafs, an arrogant and ego. Wallahi is a killer and will not benefit you. It will not benefit you. And enough what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, no one enter Jannah with a dot of autumn of kibr, arrogant. May Allah give us the quality of humble and humility. Decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah. And this, by the way, this is the ultimate. The ultimate you do to your family and nation is to develop our character, our manner, to be inviter to Allah or Rasulullah, not to be invited by other. Please read the ahadith I give you. And inshallah, ya Sarah, add this ahadith if it's possible. Read it carefully and see what's happening. Because our heart is polluted with everything un-Islamically. Our thought, our thinking, the way we act, the way we talk, the way we act. I was just reading now, and one sister sent me a message, which is true. In the old days, we used to respect the elder. We used to respect the elder above among us. Today, one of the signs is no respect. Is no respect to them, and actually there's no respect to yourself. Because by respecting them, you're respecting yourself. I bear witness to Allah. I'm just trying to convey the message. The one, when I die, I said, Allah, I tell them. Oh Allah, I tell them. Oh Allah, I did tabligh. Jazakum Allah kull khair. I hope to focus on the message. And the message to feel the urgent and responsibility and the honor to carry the message. Elevate yourself with the message. Elevate your family with the message. Be aware about all these diseases and do what it takes. And also, Yasara, you can add the link of the upbringing website, inshallah. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I bear witness. I tell you what I have in my heart. I have nothing else. I have nothing else except the love of Allah wa Rasuluh, the love of the mu'mineen and Islam, and the love to elevate the deen of Allah in our heart, in our deen, in our